So the big thing in the news, or I think it's a big thing in the news because we get most of our news from social media, is about a social media company, and specifically TikTok, owned by ByteDance, which is owned in China, and therein lies the problem. Right now, US-China relations, they're not the greatest, and actually I don't think that they've ever been completely smooth. There's always something that's going on, and just a little bit of looking over your shoulder between these two countries, United States being mine. So, what's the big thing in the news? Is it the TikTok ban bill? Well, specifically what it's called with the 118th Congress that was in session, Bill 7521, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. And they make the bill and they write the bill fairly broad, but it is very, very specifically targeting, yes, ByteDance and TikTok. So under the bill, a Foreign Adversary Controlled Application is directly or indirectly operated by ByteDance or TikTok. Can't be any more specific than that. But they leave it open. Or a social media company that is controlled by a foreign adversary and has been determined by the president to present a significant threat to national security. Why does the president get so much power? Well, here in the United States, we have the three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, the judicial. The president at the top of the executive branch is in charge of foreign relations and enforcing the laws of the country. So in this instance, when there's some sort of national security threat, falls under the big guy, big guns. Right now, here in the United States, that would be Joe Biden, who has already said, because the bill passed the House, will go to the Senate, that he will sign this into action. And surprisingly, very surprising nowadays, it's bipartisan. Both the Democrats and the Republicans here in the House are 100% on board with it. We jump into the text. And again, it shall be unlawful for any entity to distribute, maintain, or update a foreign adversary controlled application by carrying out within the land or maritime borders of the United States any of the following: that provides services to distribute, maintain, or update such foreign adversary controlled application through which users within the land or maritime borders of the United States may access, maintain, or update such application. And it gets really specific into what context or what characteristics that make up some sort of application in this instance, and they call it within the bill a covered company. Something that has more than 1 million monthly active users with respect to at least 2 of the 3 months preceding the date on which a relevant determination of the president is made pursuant to paragraph 3B. Now, the one thing I always look for here is if there's an or. No, it's an and. So all of these within in general and the definition of a covered company need to be checked off when you're defining it. So I find that monthly active users to be a bit curious, but the construction of the bill is, I don't know. It's tough. And surprisingly, right here, any of ByteDance Limited, who owns TikTok or TikTok, so I guess ByteDance can't get away with creating some new application if they just specifically call it TikTok. In this instance, we are looking at that company, but they do say, or an entity owned or controlled directly or indirectly, or an entity identified in clause 1, 2, or 3, which means that it could be a subsidiary or is controlled by a foreign adversary. And what's the big deal that we're dealing with? Is it propaganda and misinformation? Well, I can't be the case, right? Because anything, you know, with AI nowadays and generating these crazy videos where you can't tell whether they're real or they're fake, can upload those to any social media right now. Can the social media companies in the United States be a little more aware and try to catch these things to keep them off versus TikTok, which is based overseas? Like if you go to their website, head scratcher for me. TikTok's global headquarters in Los Angeles and Singapore. Yes, the current CEO, I believe, is Singaporean, and he was very diligent. And I think he was 100% being honest in front of the congressional panel talking about what he knows about the segregation, that China can't be using all this data because the servers aren't there. Maybe ignorance is bliss. I don't know. I find that incredibly hard to believe. Maybe there is a good faith effort that they're making so much money through TikTok, through us here in the United States, that they actually do need the money and the revenue rather than the information that they could source off of it. Because other countries have already banned it. That India is one. Different state government agencies have decided here. So like here, in 2020, India banned the platform that cost ByteDance, one of its biggest markets, as the government cracked down on 59 Chinese-owned companies. So India is not doing this just for TikTok or ByteDance companies. It's doing it across the board. Other countries and government bodies, including Britain and its parliament, Australia, Canada, the executive arm of the European Union, France, and New Zealand's parliament, have banned the app from official devices. And then even further, like, I'm here in Texas. And here in December, a federal judge in Texas upheld a ban preventing state employees from using TikTok, finding it to be a reasonable restriction in light of Texas concerns about data privacy. And that is, it's about data, not so much the propaganda and misinformation coming in, because that can happen on all the socials. It is more about what's going on that China can source. Another thing, I remember that there was going to be a problem in the U.S. military from the last I heard, still can't use DJI drones. Drones are a very useful tool because you get aerial footage, they're cheap, relatively, compared to what you would have needed in the past to get some sort of aerial information, because DJI is owned by a Chinese-owned company. And many of these drones now can do mapping. All this crazy topographical mapping with all the data and insight they can get and source it. You sign up and you don't read these terms and conditions to begin with. You don't read the TikTok ones. You're definitely going to read the DJI ones. And you just click the box, because if you don't, you can't use the product. So who knows what's going on with all that information, unless you really start digging in and getting to the nitty-gritty of it, is what is within the bill. And here, something that's really interesting to me. Me, with my background in intellectual property, I always try to source my information, because I think it's just the quickest, of who owns what by looking at the trademark. So TikTok, basic brand mark. Who owns it? TikTok Limited. No big surprise. But oddly, is Cayman Islands. They're being operated out of the Cayman Islands. So I was like, okay, what's ByteDance look like? Same thing. Operated out of the Cayman Islands. Seems odd. I think just a cliche in some sort of like villain financial scheme. Someone's operating out of the Cayman Islands or just in the Caribbean somewhere. And that's what we're seeing here. It just seems crazy. I really don't have a personal opinion or enough information to know what is the likelihood that China could be sourcing information from their applications. I would say logically, it's not without the realm of possibility. I think it would be crazy not to see that. And who knows what sort of classified information the US government has to lead them to believe this, because again, it's not just us here in the United States. It is India, the biggest market that they have, over a billion people. And then all these different countries have at least determined that their official devices cannot carry this application. So, you know, what real effect is it going to have on us? You're going to see a major uptick in usage, I'm sure, for Instagram. I'm sure they're just licking their chops of something like this to go through. And anytime a bill is passed, you got to think of what's called the slippery slope. You know, when one bill can get passed, what could potentially happen next? Could the US government further put their fingers where it doesn't need to be by putting other bills that, you know, maybe are more partisan, that decide, I don't want this to be out there in the market for download, because, you know, here in the United States, we want freedom to do what we want, unless there is some sort of national security threat. And I just think with all the facts here, this one's a little different. So if you were wondering what the TikTok ban bill entails, what it is, how it's defined, that's what you get. It is so, so specific. Data information portability to alternative applications. That is, can't get any more specific, but then actually calling out the names of the companies in the bill rather than indirectly classify them, which they do, but yeah, that's a new one for me.